Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, October 28th, 2005. Today's message is titled, Living as Children of Light. The scripture text is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. I recently met on a college campus with the regional director for InterVarsity, a ministry primarily focused on college students. We were sharing concerning the various ways the Lord is working through campus ministries. However, he shared something that really struck me and reminded me of the spread of darkness. He claimed that the fastest growing campus religion presence was the Wiccans. We were meeting at a local college in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and he told me that a chapter was meeting on that very campus. It happens to be Franklin and Marshall College. Well, regarding this matter, the Bible is very clear. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, 10 and 11, we read, Let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. You see, there are no good witches. Wiccan, incidentally, is a neo-pagan, New Age type religion, and with a focus on witchcraft. When we dabble in darkness, we are not contributing to light. But there is great power in light to expose and dispel darkness. When God's servants live as children of light, darkness is dissipated. That's a great spiritual reality for all of us to consider today in whatever area of darkness we may find ourselves. All of us, in one way or another, have some darkness around us. We are called to let our light shine, and by God's grace and through His power, I want mine to shine brightly to expose and dispel the darkness. Please join me. The daily text says, We were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. And thus we are to live as children of light and to have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather we are to expose them. During the next couple of days when darkness is particularly exalted, let us remember God's call to live as children of light. I've chosen a portion of a song to quote today, and if you go to the website, dailyencouragement.net, there is the full text of this song. It's a song by a group called New Song that I've enjoyed their music for years. And the chorus of the song says, Light your world. Let the love of God shine through in the little things you do. Light your world. And though your life may be reaching only two or three, light your world. Well, my wife also has a prayer. Today I'm going to patch it in. We had, in fact, I must say, the first specific comment yesterday regarding this podcast. I get many comments regarding the long-standing email distribution list, but this is the first one, apart from a friend or so telling me how it sounds. They, out of curiosity, looked into it. This was the first anonymous feedback message I received, and they requested that my wife read her prayers as well. Apparently, they had not only listened to the podcast, but had gone to the website and listened, or at that point read Brooksine's prayer, and today she did read it. She's already left, so I'm not sure how I'll be able to patch it in. I hope it works well for those of you that are listening to this. I'm just going to conclude with it at the end, for she had to take my mother to the doctor today. Those that have followed this ministry for some time know that my mother lives with us. She's almost 85 and now has so many health problems, and the last several days has developed some type of rash or open sore on her back that her family doctors, what's the term they use in medicine, referred her to a specialist to look at this wound on her back, and Brooksine took her in early this morning and is already gone. We thank you for prayers in this regard, because we know some of you that read the material or listen to the material know me personally, and you just might know my mom as well. Well, let me again remind you that there is on the website a clip to play that song. That's a great song from a group called New Song. I'm not sure they're singing it in this demonstration clip I can put up. It's actually a full version, though. It's a lower musical quality, but it's a company that puts up these, hoping you'll buy the track to play in church or somewhere else. Also have a link to the lyrics themselves. Also have a link up to InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, which is a great long-standing Christian ministry to the campus. I do not have a link up to the Wiccans. I did myself look it up and just learned a little bit, refreshed myself regarding what they believe. And the description on their website is a neo-pagan, earth-centered religion. Poking around a little bit, you'll find there's no shame on their materials regarding witchcraft. And I don't believe it's my place to place links up, obviously, through a Google search. Anybody curious, just be careful. Have a wonderful day today. It is a beautiful day here in South Central rural Pennsylvania. I'm looking out my window right now, still mostly green. A little bit of color coming on. We've had a very mild fall. I am glad to be serving the Lord today and encourage each one of you to do so as well. Stay faithful. Now, as promised, here's Brooksine's prayer that she recorded about an hour ago, and it is indeed our prayer for each listener.
Jesus, you are the light of the world, and because you reside in our hearts, we are a reflection of your holy light. The world we live in is dark and growing even darker as Satan's sinister and deceitful schemes are being played out. Help us not to look the other way when darkness is spreading, lest the darkness overshadow us in time. Instead, would you empower us through the light of your Holy Spirit to shine in a wicked and decadent society? We come against the darkness by speaking against wickedness in all forms. And Lord, help us to be consistent not only in what we speak, but the manner in which we live. May the fruit of light be evident in all that we do. In your name I pray. Amen.